Well, the world-famous Phil Henry Show here from the El Pacifico in Southern California.
Yes, I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm General Galen Shaw.
Yeah, I'm Robert Leonard.
I'm Bud Dickman.
And thank you very much. We do have a special guest today.
Yeah, I've got Captain Ron over on the phone.
He doesn't know how much time he's got, though. Captain Ron Corneille from the El Pacifico Yacht Club is going to be joining us, and I thought it would be interesting. It's kind of that time of year. I don't know. You know how it gets kind of fog-bound? You know, Margaret?
Well, it's getting fog-bound, you know.
Yeah. The only thing fog-bound around here is between Bud's ears. I'm only kidding.
God damn, man. Trying to rip on me. It's a joking, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, everybody gets a little fog-bound between the ears, I would say, General, wouldn't you?
Yes, yes, yes.
But, yeah, we're getting to that time of year on the coast of California where, as I say, this is the land of sea lions and fog. If you don't have fog, you got sea lions barking, and if you don't have sea lions barking, friend, you ain't living.
Hey.
What does that mean?
Sounds a little grotesque. Picking up where Phil left off, Captain Ron, is it Popeil?
Popeil? That's the guy that makes the goddamn, the frisbee.
No, it isn't. Whammo make, never, it's Ron Corneille.
Oh, Ron Corneille. What are you talking about, a frisbee?
Who's Ron Popeil?
That's a guy who's got a special spoon, you know?
Yeah, he's got spoons and knives.
Who?
Wait. Ron Popeil is... Well, what are you laughing at, Phil?
I'm laughing at you, man. Ron Popeil is some cat that had those knives and those, you know...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, like on late-night TV.
He had all those gadgets. You could buy the Popeil soup spoon or something. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, well, he had a special... It was a soup spoon.
A soup what?
A
soup spoon. What are you talking about, a soup spoon?
So it was some special soup spoon, huh?
That's right. It was a spoon, and it had a handle. I don't know.
I don't know how you improve on a spoon, but he had all kinds of... Hold on, General, will you?
And I'm trying to get to the bottom of this.
I know. He had all kinds of stuff, and he sold that stuff. Okay, so that was Ron Popeil. I don't know. This is Ron Corneille. He's a captain.
Okay, Phil. God, Ron Corneille.
Yeah, I was thinking, announcing the guy like he's a top four disc jockey or something. You know.
What are you talking about, man? Ron Corneille is at the El Pacifico Yacht Club, and we're going to get his ass up here right now.
Well, hold the phone for a minute, Phil, and don't introduce a man like Ron Corneille, a very estimable man, Don't say anything.
Well, you're trying to say the word estimable.
Yes, that's it.
Sure.
Well, whatever it is, he's a man who is esteemed, and,
Yeah, it is wintertime, and they do a lot of, well...
If you're going to say they steam a lot of things, I'm really going to get angry.
Oh, wait a minute, wait.
I'll do the introduction, thank you.
I'll do the introduction.
Ron Corneille is a man of great esteem. He's with the El Pacifico Yacht Club. We're going to bring him up here on our show to talk a little bit about something I got interested in, and you guys may be interested in. This is kind of a weekend, I don't know.
Very clear, Phil.
All right, General. What's the story with you anyway, man?
Well, when I get to this thing, like you hear something, and I think, and I do, and everything's a half sentence. It's driving me nuts.
Yeah, General, why don't you take a chill?
Yeah. What is with you people?
Well, you're very tensed up.
I don't know.
What's going on with you anyway, man? What's going on, General? Come on.
I found a jock strap in Patsy's drawer.
You what?
What are you talking about?
What did you do?
I found a box. I didn't know what the box was, and it was in Patsy's underwear drawer.
Yeah?
It was a jock strap. What do you want from me?
And you're all tensed up.
God, get a chest x-ray.
Yeah, no kidding, Mr. Eddie.
Well, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
You think it's funny, huh? So if you found a box in a woman that you loved in her drawer, in a woman that you loved in a woman's drawers that you love... You know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean. What do you mean you found a jock strap?
I found a box. I was looking for something. I forget what I was looking for. A light bulb or something.
Well, you're looking for a light bulb in your wife's underwear drawer.
I'll look for a light bulb anywhere I choose, my friend. In my home? Yes, anywhere I choose.
All right, well, maybe you shouldn't have been nosing around in her underwear.
Wait just a... Say, what is this anyway?
Wait a minute. Wait, I want to hear the story. You found in your wife's underwear drawer...
Don't you laugh, damn it.
I'm not General. I'm trying to... You found in your wife's underwear drawer a box.
Yes, I found a box.
And in a box?
And in the box was a jockstrap.
In her underwear drawer.
If I say it one more time, I'm going to flip my lid.
All right. And what is your concern?
I don't know. Is she wants to go, man?
What do you mean she wants to go man? Well, isn't that a lot of people are doing the gender thing? They're cross gender.
You were trying to tell me because you found a jock strap in your wife's drawers, in your wife's underwear drawer.
Yeah.
That she, I'm not even going to finish the sentence.
I'm not saying she does. Come on, John. What are you talking about, man? If your wife wants to go man, meaning she's having gender issues, she thinks she's a man. So what's she doing?
Yeah, I'll pick up the thought here, Robert. Is she... No, I can do it. No, you do it. Yeah. Is she, in other words, in anticipation of becoming a man, she decided to go out and shop for jock straps?
Fuck off.
Hey, come on, General.
No, that's it. That's it. I'm tired of being laughed at.
Go get him, bud, will you?
Come on, General. Bug off.
Jesus H. Christ, man.
What bug got up his ass?
Asking me? I don't know.
Come on, General.
Piss up a rope.
Let's get Ron Cornell on here, man, and I don't know what the hell's going on here.
Bud. Hey, Bud.
I'll be back in a minute. Come on, General. What's the problem?
Bugger off.
Let's just pretend like we didn't hear any of that stuff. On the line with us here from El Pacifico Yacht Club is Ron, I almost said it, Ron Cornell. Ron, thanks for joining us. Kind of screwy around here. How you doing?
Hey, listen, Philly, if this is a bad time, I'm happy to come on another time or something, but sounds like you're having a bizarre conversation, and you understand in my position as Commodore of the Yacht Club, I can't.
No, I'm not drawing you into that conversation.
About the giant jock straps.
No. Commodore, Captain Cornelia, this is Margaret Gray.
Margaret, you can call me Commodore if you want, but I heard the general saying he's got jock straps or something. I can't have any part of that.
No, we're not going to talk about that. We want to talk to you about an area of expertise that you are, one of your areas of expertise, talking about the old shipwrecks here off of the Channel Islands.
Oh, yes. Well, we've had our fair share. You can't deny that. We've had our fair share. But what? I just want to be clear on a box. He found a jockstrap in someone's drawer.
It's nothing. It really is nothing. The general is depressed.
Hey, is that... I want to talk to you.
Because I can't have any piece of that.
All right, hold on. Can you hold on for a second, Captain?
You can call me Commodore.
Would you... What are you guys doing, man?
Jesus, Phil, what are you guys doing, man?
He's okay.
I got it settled. So, are you okay? Is Patsy not going to go and,
I told him, I said, didn't you say you wanted an athletic cup for your birthday?
I said I wanted an athletic cup for my birthday because I'm taking up squash.
Squash?
Yeah, the sport, not the vegetable.
I know what it is, man.
Yeah, so she was hiding an athletic cup from me.
Okay, well, what are you looking at? Hey, look, man, you know, you caused this big uproar.
Phil, have a care of the way you talk to me.
Well, wait a minute, man, you're on my show talking about you think Patsy is going to have gender reassignment surgery because she has a jock strap in her own... Turns out she bought you an athletic cup and she's hiding it from you because she got it for your birthday?
Well, General, you've got to admit...
All right.
Boy, both of you guys are very different. Let me put it that way, okay?
Don't you insult my wife.
General, you and your wife are both cut from a whole other tree in the forest. Let's put it that way. All right.
That's good enough.
Yeah. Back on here is, we got Captain Ron with us here, and Captain Ron Cornell from the El Pacifico Yacht Club. Okay. Captain, General's back in the room here.
Now, General, listen, General, so I heard the conversation.
Hey, how you doing, Ron?
I'm all right, but this idea that you got a cup, you were hiding that in your wife's underwear, is that it?
No, I was not. It's something Patsy got it for my birthday.
See, I can't have any part of that, Phil.
No, this is, we don't want you to talk about that. We want you to talk about the shipwrecks.
Well, your voice just went, we don't want you to talk about that. And it seems as if...
Can you hold on for a minute?
I can. I also got to go and take a...
See, you bought into this, Phil.
No, I didn't buy in anything, man. You're the guy that started this whole weird-ass conversation. I don't get... But why is she giving that to you for your birthday?
Because I told her it was a gag. I said, you want to get me something for my birthday? She said, what? I said, get me an athletic supporter, or better yet, a cup, because I'm playing squash with Bob Souza. You know, over here at remember the old racquetball court over here? They turned into a brewery?
Yeah.
Well, they turned it back into a racquetball court.
So she got you the cup.
That's what she told me, yes.
Oh, she told you that.
I just got off the phone with her.
Yeah, when I told you, I followed him at the phone booth.
Where's your phone?
None of your business where my phone. I left it at home.
Follow him at the phone booth out on Highway 99. you know.
What do you mean Highway 99, man?
Whatever that highway is out there.
You mean Pacific Coast Highway?
Yeah.
And Highway 99.
Help me, please. Phil's had a very, very tough 24 hours.
What is with you, Henry? Let's get Captain Corneal back on here so we can get this got. Hey, Captain Corneal. Oh, wait a minute. Where is he? Captain Corneal, how you doing, sir? Captain Corneal?
Hey, Captain went over to...
All right, I've got it. Thanks a lot. Jimmy, thanks. Go ahead and get yourself another shot there. Give Jimmy another, just a small one, Bob. No, he's drinking... What do you have in there? Yeah, he's drinking Dr. Pepper, but put it in a shot glass. He thinks that's grown up, huh?
How old is Jimmy?
Oh, Jimmy, how old are you? He's 40 years old, but we don't understand it either, but...
Okay, so Captain Ron Corneal joining us on a world-famous Phil Henry show from the El Pacifico Yacht Club here this evening. And, Captain, we were talking about the coast of California this time of year. It's almost like, not quite like the coast of Maine or anything, but it gets foggy and it gets fog-bound, and I guess the mind turns towards, foggy...
Well, you know, we get our weather out here. There's no question about that, and this is a great time to... A lot of times we take excursions. We have an excursion going out of the yacht club every year. It happens more frequently than that. I think it's weekly. Every year, every week. Pretty soon the time just, it not only runs together, but it stretches out. An entire year seems like a day. You know, Phil?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
So tell us about the California coast, because we were talking about shipwrecks.
Right, well. The big shipwreck, and I had it right here. The Bunny Bunny Betty. The Bunny Bunny Barbara was a mail steamer, and it was 1853. This is probably the most famous of the shipwrecks that we had out here on the Channel Islands. And the Bunny Bunny Bunny, Jimmy, did you? Bunny Bunny Barbara, did you give Miss Dr. Pepper? Are you looking at me funny? All right, we've got a 40-year-old kid here. He's a kid. He's not even mentally deficient. You're what do you do for a living, Jimmy? You work at Wells Fargo. He's a loan officer, but he comes in here and pretends like he's an idiot. I don't get it either.
What do you mean he pretends like he's an idiot? Sounds like he is an idiot.
No, he comes in here pretending like he's an idiot for free drinks. That's all. And I say, give him a shot, and they always pour him Dr. Pepper, and he goes ha ha ha, and he thinks. So, is that right, Jimmy? And you are a loan officer. The mortgage in your last... Yeah. So...
You got a guy in there that pretends like he's mentally deficient, so you buy him drinks, but you don't. You buy him Dr. Pepper.
Everyone buys him soft drinks. He thinks he's putting it over on us, but we realize he's putting on an act acting like he's mentally deficient, so we buy him shots of Dr. Pepper and Swoon, or whatever. What's the name of that drink, Joe, that's the grapefruit?
Is it Squirt?
Hold on. What's the name of it? Squeen. You heard of Squeen?
There's no such drink as Squeen. There's Squirt, and there's Screw, or there, what is there? I think there's Screw.
Screw, is that it? You got a thing called Screw? No, he's never heard of it.
All right, can we get back to the...
Yeah, well, what I was going to say, we were just talking about Jimmy, though.
Right, so great. Thank you for that update. So,
well, Phil, you asked about him.
I understand that. We're with Captain Ron Corneal. Captain Corneal is at the El Pacifico Yacht Club tonight. And we were talking about shipwrecks out here in the Channel Islands. I realize that our show goes all over the world, for all practical purposes, and people may be interested in knowing what our little life is like here on the central coast of California.
Well, it is fascinating. Once a week we go right out here to Bob Boone Cove. It was named after the baseball catcher Bob Boone.
They named the cove out here at Santa Cruz.
Yeah, Bob Boone Cove. And we go out there and have a ball. We mess around, you know.
What?
What the fuck are you laughing at?
Come on, buck up, will you, Roy? Or Ray, or whatever your name is. Is it Ray?
My name's Ray. I'm sorry. I lost my emotions.
I'm laughing at the idea that the cove out there... Is that the cove that Chris Norton runs to?
Yeah. Is that that... Yeah, that's the degenerate that goes out there, and all I hear are women squealing well into the night. I'm hearing some guy going, yeah, yeah. And then I hear a woman go, woo! And that, just every hour, on the hour, you hear a guy go, yeah, 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 and then woo, and then the next hour, yeah, 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 woo. And we've taken the call in that 60-minute man, Bob Boone Cove. Huh? Understand what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, man. I got it.
Jesus. Yeah, man. Phil, somebody said a chest x-ray. I think you need a whole block of radium just dropped down your throat.
All right, we're talking here with Ray Corneal, or Ray Poupil, or...
My name is Ray Corneal. I'm the Commodore of the El Pacifico Yacht Club, motherfucker. Okay?
Goodbye.
Please, I didn't mean to say...
We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
What are you doing, Mr. Hendry?
We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Hi, it's Phil Hendry for the world famous Phil Hendry Show merch store. You know, all kinds of merchandise is sitting there in our... I mean, you wouldn't believe the T-shirts, the jackets, the scarves, the... man, we have brand new stuff from, for instance, the Jeff Dowder collection, the Dark Horse collection, the Dark Horse T-shirts. We've got, of course, the Jay Sano Citizens Auxiliary Police stuff. We've got Ted Bell stuff. We've got Bobby Dooley stuff till the cows come home, man. If you haven't been to our merch store lately, it's like you've missed... There's a whole universe of stuff there now. A whole universe of stuff there now. Price to move... Of course, it depends on what you consider a price to move to be, but go on over there and take a look. It's the Phil Hendry Show merch store. Just go down the menu and you'll see merch, M-E-R-C-H. That's it. We don't call it the store. We don't, you know, nothing fancy. It's just the merch. Go on over and take a look. All of the great classics, such as the Ted Bell bowling shirt is there, and the new stuff, too, as Phil was saying, the Jeff Dowder T-shirts and so forth. That's right. So it's at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. Check out our merch, and you'll be glad you did.
Check out our, don't perch, check out the merch.
Jesus H. And don't forget tonight, folks, it's the BSP chat. Starts at 7 o'clock Pacific at philhendryshow.com. You got to have a backstage pass, though, so get a BSP and join us on our weekly chat, 7 o'clock Pacific tonight. And then we, of course, have our Saturday cinema on Saturday. Yeah. All right, welcome back. Phil Hendry Show here from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Okay, I'm going to get Captain Corneal back on here. But, Captain, we got to get to business, okay?
I understand. I just heard someone say that, you know, you guys were talking about jock straps. You were talking about everything.
It's on me, okay, Captain? I'm sorry.
All right, well, don't yell at me.
All right, so we're talking with Captain Corneal here tonight from the El Pacifico Yacht Club because he knows the history of,
Yeah, you were talking about Bob Boone Cove, though.
Oh.
Bob Boone Cove was named after Bob Boone, the baseball player. Had he ever been out there? No. Was Chris Thornton, does he do his Cove runs? Yes. He's out there every week, and I hear, yeah, woo, yeah. That's all I was trying to say.
Okay, man, I got it. Chris Thornton goes on his Cove runs, I know, and people have been asking me about those.
Well, if people are asking you, I can tell you that the Chris Thornton Cove run leaves every Friday night at midnight. He goes across the channel here a couple of miles in his runabout or whatever he's got. And then you see from afar, you'll see a little campfire being lit. Then an hour later, yeah, and then woo-hoo-hoo. I mean, it's almost like a clock or something. I'm thinking about coming out with a Chris Thornton on the hour, every hour, you know, Chris Thornton cuckoo. So that's all I'm trying to say.
That is the pronunciation. Everyone's laughing here.
Yeah, I know. I know they laugh. They laugh at baboon, they laugh at raccoon, and they laugh at the cuckoo.
And I suppose that means cuckoo.
You got that straight, friend.
All right, Ron. So, getting back to the...
I've been trying to get back to it.
Well, tell us about the Bonhomie... What is it again?
No. It's called the Bonnie Baby or something like that. What is it called, Jimmy?
Bonnie Barbara.
It's coming up the California coast. Now, in those days, Phil and everyone and listeners at home, in those days, they used to do the mail run from New York City down to Panama. Then they literally would walk it across the Panama Isthmus. You know what I mean by isthmus, don't you, Phil?
Yeah, a very thin, narrow...
Yeah, a very thin, narrow strip of land. That's an isthmus, and that's the Panama Canal runs through the Panama Isthmus now. This is before they had the canal. Well, as fate would have it, you'd take the mail down there, you'd put it on a couple of mules, you'd take it across to the other side, there'd be a ship waiting for it, and then on up the coast it would go. And on this particular night, on a windswept, fog-bound night in 1853... The captain of the Bonnie Barbara. That's it. That can't be it, because that sounds like some ass made that name. Sounds like Dickman made that name up. All right. The Bonnie Barbara Bonhomie was going up the coast of California, or it's pronounced California, excuse me. And instead of going around the Channel Islands, that is, Phil, to the west of the Channel Islands, so that they were out in open sea, they decided to cut in through the channel between the coast of California, and the Channel Islands themselves.
And this would cut off time.
This cut off time. I don't know how much, not much. Well, on that particular night, this guy was Dr. Warwick Fassbender.
Doctor?
Yeah. They wanted a, they didn't want a captain, they wanted a doctor. They wanted a guy who knew how to put people back together again, because they figured that was far more valuable to them than some jackass standing out there with lanterns and going, heave to or I will fire on you. Who knows? But in any event, so he was. It was Dr. Warwick Fassbender, and he said, guess what? I'm going to go for broke. Everybody hang on, because I ain't stopping. Excuse my language, Phil. This is the quote. He says, I ain't stopping for shit. And he went up.
Went right up the Santa Barbara Channel.
Went right up your Santa Barbara Channel, as we like to say around the club. You know, that's, there you go. He shoved that up your Santa Barbara Channel, didn't it? And then all the guys would go, ha, 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 and the wives make an excuse to go to the bathroom. So on that particular night...
Yes, yeah, Dr. Warren Fassbender went up the Santa Barbara Channel.
Oh, well, excuse me. Would you like to tell the story?
Well, you know, we're just trying to get to it here, if you don't mind, Commodore.
I'm getting to it.
So he went up the Santa Barbara Channel.
No, he didn't. No, he did not. On that particular night of March of 1853, the SS Bonnie Barbara Bonhamiani...
What's the name of this boat, man?
I just told you, and I don't stutter. It's the SS Barbara. It's the Bonnie Barbara Bonhomie.
Whatever. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, whatever. You sound like my teenage granddaughter. Whatever. So, where was I?
Don't talk about going up your channel.
It wasn't going up my channel.
It was going up the Santa Barbara Channel to cut off time.
That's right. Went up the Santa Barbara Channel to cut off time. And wouldn't you be a son of a bitch if the SS Bonnie Barbara Bonhomie ran aground on Anacapa Island there, Phil, right off the southern tip there of the Channel Islands?
That's the, now Anacapa, for people listening, is a thin little island. You can look at it on a map. It's not much of an island, is it?
Well, it's part of the archipelago. Archipelago. It's a mountain chain. See, the Channel Islands are actually the tops of the Santa Monica Mountains that extend into what we now call the Pacific Ocean. Back then, it was just called over there in the valley, you know. But
Wait a minute. Back then, before there was a Pacific Ocean, it was just dirt.
Yes, the Santa Monica Mountains extended out further and further. So if today, Phil or anybody would point to, there's Anacapa Island. Back then, you'd say, well, there's that mountain there, and there's a valley. I guess I'll go walk to it, you know.
Because it was dry land.
Hey, give the man a cigar.
No need to be sarcastic, Captain.
All right, I'm sorry. Forgive me, General.
Whatever.
There you go again with the whatever.
All right, so on the night of whatever it was.
Yeah, it was March of 1853. And Dr. Warwick Fassbender was piloting the Bonnie Barbara Bonhomie, and this GD thing ran aground on Anacapa as they were trying to cut off. Now, let me get my book out. I've got a whole history of it here, Phil. If you come over to the club, the SS Bonnie Barbara Bonhomie was operated by the Mortimer Mail Steamship Company. And they had around 300 passengers, and they had crew, they had bags, the whole damn thing. So on March the 2nd of 1853, Dr. Fassbender chose to pass through the Santa Barbara Channel to save time. Now, the fog was dense, but he knew his course, and believing he'd passed the islands, then Fassbender turned southeast, which was an unfortunate and tragic miscalculation. And
turn south? What a moron, man, turn southeast. What's that about?
Who was that?
It was Bud Dickman, never mind.
Dickman, God, every time you come in here, you want your big, tall, you tell me you want a tall boy and a moment of peace. Every time he comes in.
You're kidding.
No. And I'll say, okay, Dickman, here's your tall boy and your moment of peace. I give him 3 seconds, and then I start giving him conversation, asking him how he is, and he always gets up and just walks away and sits down outside near the pool. I'm always offended by that.
I'm trying to find him. Peace and quiet.
Well, how about if I get a little conversation?
Can we just stick to the shipwreck here?
Oh, I'm sorry. So he turned southeast, and unfortunately, At 11 p.m. on that night of March 3, 1853, the Barbara Bonhomme crashed into a large rock off Middle Anacapa at full speed, striking two holes in the bow. The stern then struck, knocking away the rudder, and the ship began to sink. How about that?
Jesus. This is quite a sight. There were 300 passengers.
300 passengers on board. So Dr. Fassbender, he sent a boat to find a place on shore for the passengers and ordered everyone on board to abandon ship. So there was a large group was brought to the beaches of Anacapa, where they camped for nearly a week. And then another ship, the SS Hooboy, saw the smoke.
The SS what?
Hooboy. H-O-O. I don't know why they're called that, Phil.
All right, so they saw the smoke, huh?
They saw the smoke from the campfires and rescued the women. And it returned later on March the 9th and removed the rest of the passengers. The company of the Barbara Bonhomme was left on the island to attempt to recover the mail, the baggage, furniture, and some of the machinery from the wreck, but there was little hope of saving the ship or getting it off of the ledge. Over 40 years later, Captain McGinn and Colonel Baker of the San Pedro visited the wreck in hopes of salvaging some of the copper, the iron, and the brass, which could bring substantial amounts of money, and some of the ship had to be blasted apart by dynamite. When they got done blasting it apart, they'd blown all the copper up, and I think it was McGinn who said to Baker, "You asshole on wheels," and that's where the term was originated, when Baker blew up all the copper that they were hoping to salvage.
Wait a minute, what are you saying? That the term asshole on wheels, that very crude term.
Yes, it was, he gets "you asshole on wheels," because he knew he needed something more than just to call a guy an asshole. And wheels came to mind because they were sick and tired of being on boats and ships with, you know, water. He said, "Jack, you know what? You're better than a boat. You're better than something on water. You're an asshole on wheels." And that's when Baker just sat down and started to cry. And McGinn collected up the rest of the stuff, grabbed Baker by the ear, and pulled him back onto the boat, and they got the hell out of there.
What a story, huh?
Hello. 1850, now what I just told you about there is 40 years later, 1893. But 1853, the Bonnie Barbara Bonhomme ran aground over here at Anacapa. And I'm Captain Ron Coneal, and you're welcome to come over here to the El Pacifico Yacht Club anytime. Phil's going to come. You're still going to come by, right, for our... What were you going to do?
Have a drink.
Oh, yeah, okay. You want a Dr. Pepper?
No, I do not want a Dr. Pepper.
Oh, okay, never mind. So Phil's going to be...
So thanks a lot. Hey.
Hey.
There you go. That's a little bit of history out here on our California coast, the Santa Barbara Channel. What did you call it? I call it the Channel Islands. Whatever the hell, it's the channel out here.
It's technically the Santa Barbara Channel, and you heard Captain Coneal very accurately describe the events of that night in 1853, and they rescued everyone. They did not have any fatalities.
Well, you don't know. I mean, history sometimes, you know.
Well, man, they would have recorded that then, man.
What?
They would have had that down. Yeah, they would have recorded that accurately. But if somebody had died in that particular incident, they would have had some record of it, man, don't you think?
I don't know, man. History, you know.
Well, all right, we can argue about that, but they did, it seems, make short work of that. Although that doctor...
Well, that, see, it sounds to me as that's probably why... Why don't you get Captain Coneal back on, please?
What do you want to talk?
Get him back on. Don't ask me what it's about. How dare you? Captain Coneal.
Yeah?
It's Margaret.
Oh, hello, Margaret. I was wondering if you were... Would you care to come over and have a cocktail with me?
Not tonight, but I eventually, yes. I wanted to ask you, whatever happened to Dr. Fassbender?
Oh, well, Dr. Fassbender, who... That's when they outlawed having doctors. That was the end of that. And they said, from now on, you must have sea captains. And they said, really? And, you know, they got whiny about it. They said, yes, really. And so Dr. Fassbender was rescued. He was put in a psychiatric hospital for no longer than a 36-hour observational period. And they asked him, do you really think you know how to drive ships? And he goes, uh-huh, something like that. And they said, get out of our sight. And he went back to New York City to a private practice, and he died at the ripe old age of 31. And
how old was he when he was piloting the ship?
I don't know, like in his prime. What's the big thing?
31?
Yes, 31.
The ripe old age, huh?
Well, I don't know.
How old was he when he was piloting the ship?
In his 20s. Why, what is this? For the 19th century, people died of all kinds of things, Phil. Are you out of your mind? You could be 31 dying of old age. Your organs are giving out.
Wow.
Yeah, uh-huh. There you go. So don't ever say I didn't never give you anything. This is Captain Ron.
How about that, huh?
31. The guy dies. He died of old age at 31.
It sounds to me like he drank.
Yeah, probably drank like that Jimmy guy who has a Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, that'll do it. All right, man. That does it for this week, sports fans. Tonight, it's the BSP Chat, 7 o'clock at the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website, philhendryshow.com. It is our BSP Chat. Don't miss it. And then, of course, tomorrow, we are back with our Saturday Cinema. It's all ahead at the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website, philhendryshow.com. I'm Donald Trump.
You're going to get in trouble for that.
No, I won't.
Yeah, you should say celebrity voice impersonated.
You think so?
Well, technically, yes.
Yeah, Mr. Ryan, I know you think people know that that's not Donald Trump, and yeah, but technically, yeah.
Guess what? No, I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, because, God, man.
I'm not going to say, hi, I'm Donald Trump.
See, you get into trouble for that.
Bud, take it easy, will you?
Technically, Bud's right. If I say I'm somebody, I have to say I'm impersonating their voice. But in this case, no, I won't. I'm Donald Trump. I love Phil Hendry. And I'm so sorry I ever ran for president when I should have just been sitting at home listening to Phil's show. I'm Donald Trump.
Gotta say.
No. No, I will not.
Maybe the kid's got a point, Phil. No.
No. What a child, Phil. Yeah.
Bud Dickman on guitar.
Thank you. Donald Trump.